Two former chairmen of Sotheby's and Christie's have been indicted for conspiring to fix prices at their auction houses. The indictment by a federal grand jury in New York was announced yesterday by the Justice Department. Sotheby's is based in New York City and Christie's is in London. David Darcy covers the art market for NPR and the art newspaper, London Monthly. What are the charges against these two?
Bob, the charges are that former Sotheby's chairman Alfred Taubman and former Christie's head Sir Anthony Tennant agreed to set the commissions that sellers pay when they sell something at auction. Normally, this is fought over and negotiated. And the Antitrust Division of the Justice Department says this affected 130,000 customers. Sotheby's and Christie's made about $400 million over 6 years when the two auction houses shared about 90% of the business. Now, if convicted, each man could face 3 years in prison and a fine of $350,000 or more. The information first came from Christie's, which succumbed to a government investigation and provided some of this information, allegedly, in exchange for constitutional amnesty. 6 months ago, Sotheby's CEO pleaded guilty, and she's expected to testify and say she was following orders from Mr. Taubman.
So these are serious charges.
Yeah, they're very serious charges. They've led to a $537 million civil settlement, a third of which Taubman paid. Sotheby's also paid $45 million in a criminal fine, and Dee Dee Brooks has not yet been sentenced, but she could be going to jail. The Justice Department says that the two chairmen mastered the art of price fixing. People in the art world say that other industries fix prices just as well, and in fact that the auction houses are small businesses. So there's a feeling in the art world that the victims really didn't suffer all that much. They're rich people, and as one curator recently put it to me, it really doesn't matter whether a financier like Henry Kravis pays a commission of 9% or 10%. He's not really suffering all that much.
When did all this happen?
Well, allegedly, according to the Justice Department, it happened in 1993. These were the dark days of the art market, when a lot of the big Japanese buying had stopped when the economy was bad over there. And it was an effort to protect profit margins, and allegedly it went on till the end of 1999. It wasn't clear whether what really helped the picture in the auction market was the rise of the economy or this alleged scheme. By the way, Taubman, whose fortune was made in the shopping mall biz, denies the charges. He took a lie detector test, he says, which he passed. And Tennant, who is Sir Anthony Tennant, says he's innocent, refuses to cooperate, will not come to New York. And since there's no comparable offense in the UK, he cannot be extradited. So it's unlikely that we're going to see Sir Anthony in any American court anytime soon.
Sir Anthony's going to stay home.
Yes, Anthony will stay in England and watch it all on court TV.
So what impact will this have on the auction business?
Well, probably not a particularly good one. It's not really clear whether the impact is being brought by the economy that people have doubts about or by this alleged scandal. Sotheby's has been laying off employees. It didn't get the best paintings. In fact, Sotheby's board member consigned two Renoirs to Phillips Auction House and not to Sotheby's. So if he doesn't have confidence in the auction house, we're not sure who does. Taubman probably won't go to jail. He's 76 years old, said to be in bad health. But if it does go to trial, there'll be scrutiny on the auction market, and there may be a call for greater regulation. And none of the auction houses wants that.
Reporter David Darcy in New York.